We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
See, to me, my takeaway from yesterday's game, which is the third in a row of this year, obviously, is, man, there's got to be some changes. Something has to change, some adjustments somewhere.
And no, and no.
And thank you, Tyler, right on cue. When I heard him say that today, and he was so, like, you know, hey, it's three games in, you're going to change everything you do? Not ask you to change everything you do.
Some things you just don't do.
But there's got to be some changes moving forward. And, Clint, I think one of the top things, and this goes to, I think, a point of something that annoyed you right off the top. I don't even know if it annoys you anymore. I think with the both of us, it is just confusing to understand, is how come Dameon Pierce is not in the game in critical moments of the game?
Where art thou?
And we're starting to see some of the decisions down the stretch of games. And with that, something has to change with that. And Clint, I think one of the things that makes sense is Lovey giving up his defensive coordinator duty. I think he needs to be more in tune Monday through Saturday with the offense, with the game plan, and especially on the field on Sundays, because that is going missed. And to me, that is on your head coach when your best player is not in the game. And I'm not saying Lovey can't do it, but this is now 3 weeks where we're seeing critical things being missed. And the one thing that comes to mind is the head coach is running the other side of the ball. The defensive side of the ball. They haven't been executing great. You could imagine that he is drawn away at some point to talk to his guys about what's going on, and things to me are getting missed. And Dameon Pierce not being on the field the final eight plays of a game is unacceptable. And I think maybe Lovey needs to be more head coach and all, actually not more, more focused on just being the head coach and letting his son or somebody else defensively run the defense.
My only pushback, show, is that as a head coach, he shouldn't have to do that for that reason. That's my only pushback. Because you're right. Like, if clearly whoever's responsible for offensive substitutions, and most importantly in critical moments, has failed miserably in multiple games now. I mean miserably failed in multiple games now. As a Texans fan, what I expect is the decision makers to have the handful of playmakers that the Texans do have on the damn field. Would you be okay if you looked up and Texans got a 3-point lead, show? Texans got a 3-point lead. Let's say 4-point lead. Need a touchdown. The other team gets the football. There's a minute and a half left, and they need to go 60 yards to score. What would you do if you looked up and Derek Stingley was standing on the sideline?
I mean, we have a problem. The hell, that's your best corner.
Right, right. I mean, what would you do if you looked up and Jerry Hughes was standing on the sideline?
Got a problem.
Obvious passing situation. They got to go up and down the field in less than a minute and a half.
Repeatedly, never coming in.
Yeah. I mean, what, like that. That's what's going on here. I mean, that's how bad it is offensively. It's not just he fumbled, so he needed to come out of the game. Yeah, okay, come out of the game for one play and get your ass back in there. We need you. Right, I mean, I agree with you that it is that egregious of a mistake that's been repeated multiple times now in a three-game span where
they've gone George Bush, fool me once, that's on me, fool me twice, that don't fool me a second time, and now they've been fooled a third time.
Well, you were looking for it, weren't you?
No, that's exactly what George did. He said, fool me once, that's on me, fool me a second time, you're never going to fool me again.
I think to your point of Lovey Smith needs to relinquish the play calling duties on the defense side of the football and be a game managing head coach.
It's sad, and I understand the point you're saying. It's sad. They should be, the offensive staff should be able to figure that out themselves, whether it's Garrett, whether it's Pep, whoever. But this is it's getting so bad, Clint. This is three games in a row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree.
And that comes down ultimately on the head coach.
I think it's drastic measures, right? But ultimately, I think it's that important of a mistake that's being made. Because, I mean, this isn't hard, man. I mean, it's really not. I mean, it's a communication deal. After what happened week one, there should have been a sit-down between Lovie Smith, Pep Hamilton, the running backs coach, and Dameon Pierce. And there's an understanding. Hey, look, in critical moments, and really for the bulk of the game, you're not coming off the field. If you don't tap your hat to come off the field, you're not coming off the field. If you fumble, you make a mistake, you blow an assignment, I'm going to bring your ass over. You're going to sit for one play. We're going to talk about it. But it's understood with everybody on this offensive unit, you're going right back on the field. Hey, Rex, you got one play in these situations, Bob.
Nobody has to hunt down and remember that Brandon Cooks is in the game.
Nobody. And if Brandon Cooks isn't in the game, he's on the sideline raising hell. He better be. Right? I mean,
I can understand why Pierce right now, first 3 weeks in,
Agreed. We don't need rookies raising hell. I'm just making the point. I'm just over exaggerating to make my point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.